When a child peers through a microscope, an invisible world comes alive.
It looks like somebody threw like kind of apple at the wall and it just blew up.
That's awesome!
That's so gross!
These middle school students in Boulder, Colorado, are looking at microbes from a nearby creek. University of Colorado microbiologist Norm Pace says he started out like these kids.
I was given a microscope at about the age of 10 or 11, and I found it really quite fascinating.
Fascinating enough to make these tiny forms of life his life's work. But even with the world's best microscopes, Pace says some specks of life are hard to figure out.
We're used to describing organisms in terms of arms and legs and leaves, but that doesn't do you much good in the microbial world. So what to do instead?
A big part of the answer came in the 1970s, when National Medal of Science winner Carl Woese focused not on a microbe's appearance, but on its DNA. He says the genetic material revealed surprises. For instance, many microbes are more closely related to trees and humans than they are to each other.
It's not like finding a huge animal in your backyard, but in terms of the phylogenetic relationships, these things are very distant from known things.
Studying a microbe's DNA requires growing billions of cells from one single microbe in a lab. Norm Pace says this was groundbreaking work, but it missed the larger picture.
One microbe alone probably won't be doing very well. In fact, if you see a single-celled microbe around in the terrestrial environment, it's probably dead or going someplace.
Pace suspected that many species of microbes live together in diverse communities, in the same way that trees, flowers, fish, birds, and bugs interact. He wanted to study this diversity rather than one species at a time. What's more, he says, most microbial species that thrive in the natural environment die when scientists try to grow them in the lab.
If I go down to Boulder Creek and pick up a little water and look at it in the microscope and count directly the number of organisms that are in that water, I'll see about a million cells per thimbleful. If I do what I can do to culture those organisms, I'm going to get about 10.
And because most microbes can't be cultured, new species couldn't be identified. Carl Woese says researchers recognized the problem but didn't know what to do until Norm Pace came up with the solution.
What he deserves credit is for seeing that you can bring the sample from the environment to the laboratory and go directly after the genes, not after the organisms that contain them.
To do this, Pace stripped off a snippet of DNA from all the microbes in an environmental sample. Next, he attached those snippets to an easy-to-culture species of bacteria. As that bacteria multiplied, it also copied the diverse DNA. This allowed the genes of the entire sample to be analyzed. It's now clear that hundreds, sometimes thousands of microbial species can thrive together in a drop of water, in an underground cave, or in the lungs of a child with cystic fibrosis.
It's a very bad disease. It's something that it'd be nice to do more to help with.
At Norm Pace's research lab, Kirk Harris leads a study of lung infections, especially cystic fibrosis. Traditional cultures of diseased tissue can generally spot half a dozen species of bad guy bugs infecting the lung. But Pace's gene mapping technique reveals that even healthy lungs sometimes contain hundreds of different microbial types. However, Harris notes, in the healthy lungs, no single species seems to dominate.
That does seem to be the case, that healthy, diverse microbial communities represent the normal, stable function, whether you're talking about the gut or the lungs or the skin or whatever surface of the human body.
Promoting this diversity may someday promote better human health. And Carl Woese says Norm Pace's ideas for tracking microbes will lead the way.
He's the grandfather of microbial ecology, real microbial ecology, where you can ask about what is there rather than just see what comes out of the system.
As for how many microbes he's discovered in these ways, Pace pauses to think about it.
Hundreds of thousands. I'm mapping the tree of life.
For his contributions to that map, Pace was awarded a prestigious MacArthur Fellowship, the so-called Genius Grant, plus several Lifetime Achievement Awards from the world's leading microbial research organizations. And at the recent American Association for the Advancement of Science annual meeting, Pace was featured in a panel discussion, Microbes in a Changing World. I'm Shelley Slender in Boulder, Colorado.